I was sitting one evening pondering, like I am apt to do, reflecting on where I had been and where I have come. And I think it's important that we recognize times in our life where one thing ends and another begins. You know, I was sitting there as dusk's darkening shadows fall all around me, filling the space left by lights waning. Stillness settles and calms the earth. And the cool, quiet currents come to rest. A time between times, a place between places. A threshold, a punctuation approaches, signaling the end of one and the beginning of another. You know, a small mark at the end of an epic is required, for without it, the end cannot be pronounced. And without the end, a new beginning will never commence. Soft, delicate, almost imperceptible, it came, crossing over from one to the other, marked by a dragonfly on cedar. It is finished in eternity now, recorded. Done. As those tiny feet completed the circuit, a surge of energy haloed. A memorial to what has been, and a final punctuation, it marks the end. I remain altered, etched, and inscribed upon. And as the credits roll and fade into black, films slapping against the reel, I awaken as if from sleep and reach ever so tentatively ahead, seeking purchase, a resting place to begin what is to come. I hold lightly to the known and trust that dawn's new day already approaches like a dragonfly on cedar. Give me some punctuation marks, boys. Thank you. think somebody ordered an extra large serving of Groovy. Semicolons and exclamations in a period like dragonfly on cedar.
Dragonfly cedar.